here in our Paul Bunting Communications post-game show. Jim Scanlon, the head coach of the Beavers, joining us now outside of the Beaver locker room. Jim, congratulations on the win.
Thanks, Schultz. Appreciate it.
You wanted secondary chances, and boy, in that first period, you sure got some, didn't you?
We did, yeah, we did. It was. It would have been nice to get more than we got, but you know what? The bottom line is we had one more at the end of the game, and you know we played the South for four times, all four have been one goal games, and I guess it's only fitting that this one ended out the same way.
There was a shift that Kendra Fortin had where I counted three blocked shots. She came out the next time and blocked another one. That kind of sacrifice goes a long way on that bench, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. She's a warrior. Just battles so hard. I wouldn't want to play against her. She's she's physical. She closes fast. She'll do whatever it takes.
And you want your fourth line to have some energy, and I thought Kayla Santo brought that to you today.
She did, yeah. I thought she had a real good weekend. I thought Claudia Verkirky had a great weekend, and Paige Anderson, same thing. I thought that line was really, really good.
And then you expect that top line to get the job done, don't you?
Yeah, they had a great start to the game. That was a beautiful goal, and they had other chances. I mean, Paige got herself in alone, and Lydia had quite a few shots and graded. Yeah, that line was really, really good, and we needed them to be.
The second goal, then, to me, is just a great play. You're back behind the net. Lindsay Featherstone is drawing the goalie across and then stops on a dime and feeds it back where she came from. That's virtually impossible for a goalie to make that play.
It was a great play, and I think it was on her backhand that she threw it out. And Gabby had Gabby was quick. I mean, she saw what was going on, and she got that puck down and in really quick, which was huge.
She's got goals in both games on the weekend. That gives her four now on the season. And is she the kind of player that this kind of a weekend can be a spark plug offensively for?
I sure hope so, because she's. She has the ability. She's playing with a lot of confidence. I thought her line was really, really good. And besides her goals, she had some other really quality shots. So anytime they go in, it's just going to give a player confidence, and that was big.
Extra attacker situation again tonight defensively. You like what you saw?
Yeah, I thought for the most part, one time it got a little hairy there. There was a couple shots down around the net. And we had the puck over in the corner, and I don't know if we lost a battle, what happened, it popped out, and they had one more player, and they're gonna, right? They have six players to our five, but overall, I thought we did a nice job.
You only had two power play chances the whole weekend. That isn't enough, is it?
No, it was the refs, they kept the whistles in their pocket. We were saying there was a four or five hooks that they just didn't call, and obviously, I'm sure they felt the same way. So I guess if they're gonna be consistent, that's, you don't mind.
When you're playing teams that are around you in the standings, those games are darn important, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. After yesterday's game, if you saw, they're going with the percentage rather than the points, and yesterday's win put them ahead of us, and that's frustrating. And we talked about that earlier. If they went to percentages, it just doesn't seem the right way to do it. But I don't know if there's any other way you can. So, bottom line is you got to win hockey games. So today certainly helped us.
Best of luck next week, Jim.
Thanks, Schultz.